With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back again. We are back again, starting a new week on the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel. It is me, your true heel phenom, SP3, back in the saddle once again with Mommy Niangi's baby boy, Sat E. What does the E represent for this Mocha Monday?
Sat E, and the E stands for Ember. I am the light that sparks the passion for Wrestling Daily, Niangi. That's who I are. SP3, what's causing all of this?
What's causing all of this? You see the titular news. We're going to be talking about huge WWE draft spoilers for tonight's night two of the WWE draft on Raw. We're going to be talking about numerous people being rumored to be arriving in AEW, which seems to be the story of the year of who's going to be next to walk through their forbidden doors or the front door, it seems like, as far as signings. But we have a lot to unpack on this Mocha Monday. So as per usual, for everyone joining us live, everyone watching on demand, drop us a thumbs up. Share this video on all your favorite social media platforms. If you are new to the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, hit the bell to stay notified. You can also become one of the elite good eggs and become a Wrestling Daily member. Let's unhatch some new good eggs this week. And of course, if you want your take, if you want your voice to be heard on this edition, this Mocha Monday edition of Wrestling Daily, we have WrestleTalk.com/Wrestling Daily. But let's get into it, Sat E. We got to talk about WWE Draft. Night two is tonight, Monday Night Raw. And already there is some draft spoilers already out, but it mainly has to do with the results of night one. Because on night one, we saw Raw Women's Champion Charlotte Flair get drafted over to Friday Night SmackDown. Apparently, according to Wrestling Inc., that is a move that was requested by Fox executives. We've also saw Drew McIntyre come on aboard to Friday Night SmackDown as well. The New Day has been split up again. WWE Champion Big E is on Monday Night Raw. Kofi and Xavier on SmackDown. But the spoilers is more to do with that Charlotte Flair move, and people now thinking and speculating, and it seems very likely that Becky Lynch, the SmackDown Women's Champion, will be showing up on Monday Night Raw, will be drafted to Monday Night Raw tonight on Raw, as well as her husband, her significant other, her baby daddy, Seth Rollins, is going to be drafted to Monday Night Raw, which not only does that have to do with, you know, Becky being drafted over there, but also Edge, who he's been in a rivalry with. He's also been in house show matches against the WWE champion Big E. So a lot of that is, you know, speculative, but it looks likely that both of those moves are going to be happening, as well as didn't also mention Bianca Belair was drafted over to Monday Night Raw. So you would suspect the Street Profits, or at the very least, Montez Ford, is going to be drafted over to Monday Night Raw. So, Sat, first, what was your thoughts on the first night of the WWE draft, and what do you think about these potential spoilers for tonight?
Compared to past drafts, it wasn't nowhere near the level of past drafts, but in terms of recent drafts, because it has been drafts, right? It's just been like, was it superstar shakeups or whatever it's been the last few years. So yeah, in terms, it was okay. I miss the days when you see individual locker rooms of wrestlers and then nail biting and potentially, you know, I miss the reactions. But in terms of what it was fine. It was something different. I think that's what I liked about it. It was different. It was slightly unpredictable because nothing was spoiled in terms of who's being moved over. I think Charlotte Flair moving over was like probably the biggest news. We always kind of assumed that Drew McIntyre was moving over. So that was no big thing. I even think the whole red herring with Big E is more like he'll probably have his last match against Big E tonight, like as a farewell, and have probably Roman Reigns interfere maybe. I don't know.
Well, also at the top of the first night of the draft on SmackDown, they did mention that these draft picks won't be instated until 3 weeks' time following Crown Jewel. Yeah, the day after Crown Jewel on SmackDown. Yes, it is very stupid. There was a lot of things that was very stupid. I was using the a lot of dumb moves on this night, like taking Big E without taking Kofi and Xavier. I don't, logically speaking, like I there's stuff that I understand about the draft. Like there, it is understandable that you want two nights of the draft because you're going to draw ratings for your show on Fox. You're going to draw ratings for your show on the USA Network. But at least last year when they did it, they let you know these people are going to be available on SmackDown. These people are going to be available on Raw. They literally didn't even say, they literally told us that certain people are going to be drafted, certain people are going to be drafted on Raw, but they didn't even let us know who it was going to be. So you had people so confused during the night. Like when RK-Bro gets picked by Monday Night Raw, you're like, why isn't the Usos getting picked by SmackDown? And it's like, why would you respond to Charlotte going, your Raw Women's Champion going to SmackDown, why would you not respond by picking Becky Lynch? But it's because these people were going to be drafted on Raw. I wish that they would have at least gave us some structured rules, some structure to the draft, and I think people would have reacted to it a lot better, Sat.
You're right, because it didn't make sense. It's kind of like, why not get Lashley Wise there? Why not get Hurt Business? There's so many things that make sense. Why is Madcap Moss getting picked over Lashley in the most forced laugh I've ever seen? You could tell a guy who's crap, who's got no charisma, he's told go out there and laugh. He probably never laughed in his life. Probably got stifled laughter. I don't know. It was so crap. And you could tell that. Kevin Steen, I'm going to get used to saying his name. Kevin Steen is on his way out by the way they treated him, because that was very telling. That was very Bam Bam Bigelow losing to Goldust in Survivor Series 95. That was very Big Boss Man losing to Bam Bam Bigelow at Royal Rumble 93. You could tell when someone's on their way out because the way they're losing their matches. It was very that. It's very that. In terms of Fox wanting Charlotte Flair, you can tell Fox is a bit greedy. They want, you know, the cake and eat it and crap at the same time. So now they're getting Charlotte Flair. You know what? I initially thought that Charlotte Flair's going to lose the title to Bianca, because it makes sense because Bianca's gone over to Raw. Yeah. Now that you mentioned that Becky Lynch is also going to, Becky Lynch is potentially going to Raw, it makes sense because Becky Lynch is a big star. As much as Fox want to run, you know, Becky and Charlotte Flair for 10,000th time, I don't mind. They always find new ways to show animosity, which I love. But it makes sense for Becky Lynch to go to Raw. She's got unfinished business there. I mean, the last time we saw her before, you know, she came back at SummerSlam, she was a Raw wrestler. So I feel like she's got a lot of unfinished business. Hopefully Asuka will get drafted to SmackDown tonight. Hopefully, you know, Io Shirai, hopefully some shakeups will happen. But in terms of Fox getting Charlotte Flair, why not? She's done all she can do, because SmackDown's quite weird. Raw's quite weird with the women's division in terms of pushing. And SmackDown, they are like, above them, but not so much. But it's kind of like, it's better than nothing. That's how bad WWE is nowadays. We take okay and think it's great. That is the land that we're at. I'm being honest right there. So, bro.
As someone that reviews SmackDown every week, I think people highly overrate SmackDown most weeks, because all it is a two-hour Monday Night Raw on most weeks. They repeat a lot of the same matchups. They have the same 16 to 17 people that they use on every single show. Over the last couple of weeks, they've gotten a little better and they've used more of the roster. But overall, I watch a wrestling show to see some wrestling. When I have a 2-hour wrestling show and there's only 30 minutes of wrestling, like it was on SmackDown this week, I'm a little unfulfilled, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I think that SmackDown is heavily propped up by Roman Reigns and his storylines and the ability of Paul Heyman, which he was absolutely amazing once again on SmackDown this week. And even Brock Lesnar, I saw a little bit of the good Brock Lesnar, because a lot MMA. Of people say he's not good, you know, with promos, but we saw that in the MMA, like you were about to say. And then we also saw that in 2003 when he was a babyface. He was really good and confident on the mic, and he showed
that. Thank you. You know, sometimes I feel like wrestling Twitter, some of them were born in the year 2000. Never trust anyone born in the year 2000. They're trying to gaslight you into telling you something. I'm like, kid, you were 4 years old when, you know, when JBL was flipping WWE champion. What the heck do you know? And try to tell me about wrestling. You don't know wrestling. I know wrestling. And I can tell you, Brock Lesnar can talk. For me, there's varied levels of promos. People think you have to sound like The Rock. No, you can sound like The Rock. You can sound like Jake the Snake. You can sound like Arn Anderson, who talked about gun violence in front of a black guy. And people thought it was cool, and they start retweeting it. And when there's another Black Lives Matter movement, the same people that like Arn Anderson's freaking promo, they're gonna go out there and be Black Lives Matter, and that's the same southern guy that'll be shooting people down the street. I'm just putting it out there. The same guy goes ass whipped by Sid Vicious talking about guns. What did you do with that gun, son? You got stabbed with a scissor, son.
Hey, he didn't have his Glock on that day. Let's be fair.
Exactly. That's what he can
do. Let's be fair.
Only cowards talk about Glocks. Where's your fist?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey. If you got a Glock, there's no reason to use your fist. You're gonna hurt
that's,
your
that's
fist.
That's like an American thing. In the UK, we don't have guns. In the UK, we use these.
We don't have Glocks. I mean, we don't have guns. We have Glocks. It's Glock
time. Glocks.
It's different.
We still have meat and potato. In the UK, we use these. All right, listen, come to the UK, Glock. You're not allowed to carry that.
What are you gonna do if Ard pulls out a Glock on you?
I'm just offering bourbon. You know the guy's an alcoholic. I'll just give him some bourbon.
That's probably what he offered Alicia Fox when she came.
That guy talks a good game. In Nitro, when Kevin Nash was making fun of you, son, what did you do? Nothing. He talks a good game.
Hey, those leper spots, chicken spots. But we want to hear from you guys.
Liver spots.
About the night one of the draft and night two. Who do you think is going to jump from Raw to SmackDown? WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily. So what would you say was the biggest move on the first night of the draft, or the move that's going to be, you know, the best long term for either brand? Who do you think from night one, Seth?
Hit row. And the words of Sonya Deville, Fab B. That shows how much she watches NXT.
God.
Right?
I was like, no, she did. No, she did.
When she announced the names, I was thinking, there's something odd about the way she announced something. Like, I was like, is it Fab? It's B-Fab, right? And then you have Michael Cole, course correction, B-Fab, you know? Yeah, so Hit Row, even though I'm a bit confused because I saw on social media they came out. So I was watching SmackDown because I watched it like a couple of days after. So I watched it on Sunday. So I was like, is Hit Row coming out? And then they didn't come out. So I was like, oh, but I'm happy they got drafted. And I don't like the fact people saying, oh, are they ready? Oh, are they ready? Oh, are they ready? Listen, man, sometimes you guys complain about guys being stuck in the system for too long. Do you want it to be like Aaliyah? Aaliyah's been, was in NXT since the Obama administration. That's how long she was in the system. And then you got guy like Top Dollar. When Vince McMahon see him, he'll be like, wow, Top Dollar. Within probably a couple of years, they may break them up. I'm sorry about that. But at least let them have the spot. And so far, they've done well. They haven't split up the Street Profits yet. So, and then there's another fresh team you have on the scene. There's nothing like you've seen them before. So I think Hit Row, in terms of new talents, because they need new talents, they were the best for me in terms of draft. Austin Theory, yeah, he's been there before. Then they hit him because of them kiddie fiddler rumors.
Yeah, speaking out, came back in, haunted him and ended his main roster run. I totally agree with you, though. Hit Row was probably my favorite pick of the draft, and I'm under the party that believes that it was the right move for them, because you can have a group like Undisputed Era, who had a great run in NXT, but they were stuck there forever. They were on the brand for 4 freaking years without them calling them up as a group. When people begged for that, people wanted them to go up to the main roster as a group. And now all the Undisputed Era is in the WWE is Kyle O'Reilly trying to be cool and not the biggest babyface in NXT like he should have been coming out of this feud with Adam Cole and Roderick Strong in the Cruiserweight division. Like, that's all that's left of Undisputed Era, while Adam Cole is the most popular guy in AEW right now, and Bobby Fish may potentially be in a main event matchup on Dynamite.
That disgusts me. Old Man Fish. Why is he not on Elevation like everyone else? He has to prove himself. Why is he not proving himself? Oh, I don't care. He's former TV champion. I'm sorry. He's former TV champion. Former tag team champion. So Red Dragon. Yada, yada, yada.
You were saying the same thing when Ricky Starks came on and got a TNT championship match? You were saying the same thing when Eddie Kingston came on and got a TNT championship match? This has been done before. This is not anything new.
I was freaking biased. I was being biased. The people that deserve it. Bobby Fish is privileged. He always get a job. He's got mates everywhere. Eddie Kingston about to retire. And Ricky Starks, he had anything to his name. Bobby Fish has been okay since the 70s. He doesn't need any more help.
Would you stop with your Bobby Fish hate? You spreading that Tommaso Ciampa hate to Bobby Fish. That's why I'm glad you have to watch on Tuesdays and you have to see Tommaso Ciampa holding Goldie. That's what you deserve.
Matthew Ledesma, I am horrible at making points. You're darn right. I am not going to argue it. I'm horrible. I'm horrible at this, guys. I'm horrible at making points. I'm terrible. I'm disgusting. Record this and use it every time if you want. I said it.
that's what makes Mocha Monday so much fun. This is like our good friend Uptown Avondale says, it's when bourbon meets espresso. So yes. that is Mocha Mondays. But let us know what you think. What was the biggest move from night one of the draft? What do you think is going to be the biggest move from night two? WrestleTalk.com/Wrestling Daily. We got our most people joining us right now. Live, remember to drop a thumbs up on this video, share it on all your favorite social media platforms, and if you're new, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell to stay notified. 5 days of Wrestling Daily content ahead. But we also got to talk about, that's also in the title, the titular news, is who's coming to AEW, because there's been a lot of rumors and speculations, rumors and innuendo, if Conrad Thompson was joining us right now. First, you have Buddy Murphy, aka Buddy Matthews, who has basically teased himself to be the Joker card for AEW Dynamite's second anniversary casino ladder match. It's going to be Jon Moxley, Miro, Lance Archer, Orange Cassidy, Matt Hardy, Andrade El Idio, and a mystery Joker card. Now, I've heard some fans speculate that it could be the returning Cowboy coming in on his white horse, Hangman Page coming in and winning that match to earn a world championship matchup. But It was Buddy Matthews who teased on his Twitter this weekend with a simple Joker card on his Twitter machine, and he teasing that he's going to be the Joker. So do you think it's going to be Buddy Matthews, or do you think it's going to be Hangman Page? Not what you want, what you think, Sat.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. He knows me well. Oh, a few months in. Okay. What I think is Hangman Adam Page / I'm hoping, because no offense to Buddy Matthews.
It's
Buddy
more Matthews. You're hoping and you're trying to convince your head.
No. Okay. But no offense to Buddy Matthews, but they got so much great wrestlers. He's basically, people have molded him into an Australian Kenny Omega. So I see it, if they bring him on, it would be just like FTR. Kenny Omega just to get his win, then he'll fade to obscurity or whatever, you know, going dark or elevation. No offense. I feel like Buddy Matthews, he'll do well in Impact. In AEW, the roster is stacked. You should only reserve hiring people that'll make an impact or help with the landscape. No offense to Buddy Matthews. I want him to go to New Japan Strong, and Impact. I'm hoping he's a returning cowboy, because now is the time to get back on full gear and for him to win his title.
Hey, as someone who is already making moves to go to full gear, I love Hangman Page, but I feel like we can save that. And it makes more sense to me. You have an established AEW World Champion when you're going to make your debut on TBS, and that first Dynamite of 2022, that's where you make the change from Hangman Page to Kenny Omega. I think it makes more sense to do Danielson Omega for the AEW World title at Full Gear, and Omega wins there, because Omega beating Danielson makes him a bigger obstacle, a bigger challenge, and in turn makes Hangman Page's win over Kenny Omega bigger if he beats one of the best wrestlers of all time in Bryan Danielson. But I totally understand anybody who wants Hangman Page to come back. People have it fixated in their mind that it's going to happen at Full Gear. And if you have it fixated in your mind so much, you want it and you want it and you want it. So anything else is a disappointment to you. But I think Buddy Matthews coming in, winning the casino ladder match versus Kenny Omega in a close match, but losing, and then forming a tag team, the House of Black, with Malakai Black, that puts Malakai Black in a better position. And I would love to see Malakai Black and Buddy Matthews versus the Lucha Bros. That would be perfect. That would be perfect, in my opinion. So you get more matches out of that result than just Hangman Page getting to Kenny Omega, which we know is going to happen. Why can't we just keep prolonging it and blowing it off at the perfect point, which I think would be the TBS debut? But Buddy Matthews is not the only one, Sat, who's been teasing or speculation that he's coming to AEW. Braun Strowman, the former Universal Champion, has also held talks with AEW, according to Fightful Select. But Fightful has pointed out that while talks were held, Impact Wrestling is very much the front runner in terms of securing Strowman's signature. Now, I'm of a different belief than you. You say, you know, you want Buddy Matthews to go to Impact Wrestling, and I was definitely on your side, but I think there's more for Buddy Matthews, like I said, with the tag team with Malakai Black and stuff like that, that he can do in AEW outside of the title picture. For Braun Strowman, I think he fits in much better in Impact Wrestling than he would in AEW, because AEW, although they don't have a lot of big men, they do have the guys that I think should get pushed, like Powerhouse Hobbs, Wardlow, those type of powerhouses. But Braun Strowman just makes them look small. So in turn, if he comes to Impact Wrestling, he has a lot of other guys that are big like him there, like W. Morrissey, Moose, that, you know, he doesn't look that intimidating, but he could still be a main event star there. What do you think about Braun Strowman potentially going to Impact?
I think you're right. Braun Strowman will actually expose a lot of the big guys in AEW. I mean, like Powerhouse Hobbs, 6'1". I'm 6'1". That means I would look like a powerhouse in AEW. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Powerhouse Sat.
Yeah.
Possibly. Hashtag powerhouse Sat.
Yeah. Even though I was more powerhouse back in May. I lost 27 pounds over the past few months. So, yeah. So, going back to what we're saying, I think Braun Strowman should go to Impact Wrestling because he fits more the landscape. I feel like Impact Wrestling is what ACW used to be. It's like a land of redemption. It's kind of like proving them wrong. Like, you fired me. Now I've got the creative reign to show you what I'm really about. And hopefully again, a guy like Braun Strowman would do well in Japan. I mean, Japan love big horses. It's been a while since they've had a legitimate big monster badass. Yeah, he wants to wrestle in Impact. Bless him, because all he knows is the WWE system. So he's like a WWE novice. So all he knows is that sports entertainment route. If someone was like a good friend, like EC3, they should tell him, buddy, there's money in Japan. There's money in New Japan Strong. I'm going to pitch New Japan Strong as much as I can, because a guy like Braun Strowman, he would do so well in Japan. He'll be treated as a god. He'd be given a world title and probably become a better wrestler in the process, because he'd be exposed to different caliber of wrestlers to face. But yeah, it's kind of funny that Tony Khan's entertaining, having conversations with Braun Strowman. Like, they already have Lance Archer. I feel like if you bring in Braun Strowman, Lance Archer's obsolete, no offense. And also Braun Strowman's younger than Lance Archer, taller than Lance Archer, bigger than Lance Archer, looks more intimidating than Lance Archer. And I want Lance Archer to get that run that he's always been a guy like Test, you know, who's riding on his potential but never really fully realizing it. He's come the closest in the last few years in AEW. And I feel like if you bring in Braun Strowman, there's no spot for anyone. Wardlow, he'd be exposed. 6'3", you're the same height as Roman Reigns, you know?
That is true. That is true. I do agree with you that New Japan would be a great look for him, because there is a template of big guys from WWE that have gone to New Japan and gotten better, whether it be Giant Bernard, aka Prince Albert, or A-Train, Tyson Tomko, or Luke Gallows, who definitely got better when he went to Japan. So there's that template that Braun Strowman can follow, and I should be start calling him. Get used to it.
Adam
so
I'm not,
yeah, Scott? Adam Titan. Shera, Adam Titan Shera is his new name.
Just go Adam Titan, bro. It's there. Adam Titan. I don't have time, man. You know, time is short as it is. I'm falling asleep already. Adam Shera.
But one person we don't have to think of a new name for them is Lana. Lana did a recent appearance, a virtual meet and greet, where she talked about potentially coming to AEW, saying that she couldn't answer that, but she would love to be there. And she also said, and I quote, "I own that. Owning Lana is like owning the name Mike. You can't. In my contract, they own Rusev because it's so specific, but they don't own Lana because you can't." So apparently she can use the Lana name in AEW. What do you think about, you know, now that Miro is not God's favorite champion, you know, God now favors Roman Reigns instead, since he helped him win at Extreme Rules.
And
Miro lost to Sammy Guevara on Dynamite last week. What do you think about Lana potentially coming in and giving, Miro new life as he potentially goes up to the main event scene?
So I've seen the reaction of Twitter's back and forth. Some are in favor of Lana going over and becoming the manager of Miro. Others are against it. They're saying Miro can talk. He doesn't need Lana. But sometimes it's not even the talking ability. Sometimes when you got a double act, it's just the flow between two characters. And also, not a lot of people know this. Some of the promos people being, you know, heralding with Miro, he said it is a collaboration between him and Lana. Lana helps him. Probably Lana's giving some zingers to put down. So she's probably, you know, much, much, much more helpful and much more beneficial than we know. I know she comes across as an annoying or a type A individual, but let's give it a chance, because I feel like the hints, the promos are so good at dropping hints that he's got this flexible wife, this wife that's giving him all the motivation. Now that he lost the title, it's the best time, it's better time as any to bring her in to rejuvenate God's favorite champion. You may not have the title, she still call him, "You're still God's favorite champion," every single way that matters. And that'd be great.
And he also got the nickname The Redeemer, so he needs to redeem himself. And one of the best lines I've ever heard on an episode of Dynamite is, "I celebrate my victories with my God up high and my wife down low."
Bars.
I love Miro. T-shirt. Miro T-shirt. Is... magnifique. But we got a ultra chat here from Chris Bertrude saying, "Greetings, friends. No questions for today, but I just wanted to reach out and say hello to you awesome gents today. Hashtag WD for life." Yes, Thank you, Chris Boutrude. And thank you, everyone who joined us on the Mocha Monday edition of Wrestling Daily. We worked out the kinks from last week. I know a lot of people were like, oh, it seems too rushed, but we let it flow this week and we had some fun. We hope you did as well. Remember to drop a thumbs up on this video, share it with your friends, hit the subscribe button and the bell to stay notified. Sadie, tell them where they can find you, and you'll be right back here tomorrow with Alex.
You did a job for me. I am at Sat Next Two. I am not disparaging Tommaso Ciampa's name on Twitter. I was doing this show so people can understand. When I say Grandpa Ciampa, not his age. 35 is still young. He looks like an old man. He's the same age as Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is aging gracefully, while Tommaso Ciampa is gracing, is becoming like an old man with his Blue Lives Matter agenda. I'm sorry, I don't like people like that. Him and Undertaker.
We can agree to disagree on Ciampa, but I agree with you. The Undertaker, I'm glad he's retired.
What?
He's
no, enjoying it. You know what?
He could have been under Michelle McCool instead of the Undertaker for years now. He should have been retired.
No. Trump will follow Undertaker. I have no people that Blue Lives Matter people. I got no time for them. 35 is still freaking young. He looks like an old man. He's a bad representation. If you wanted a representation of 35-year-old, don't put Tommaso Ciampa in front. He's gonna make beautiful looking 35-year-old look terrible. Get out of here, Ciampa, of your stupid views on the police.
Tommaso Ciampa, the thoughts and comments of Sat E. Nyangi is the thoughts of Sat E. Nyangi and doesn't represent Wrestling Daily. But we do here on Mocha Mondays. I hope you join us tomorrow with Sat E. and Alex. I'll be back on Wednesday with Alex. We got Alex and Steph on Thursday. And Friday, we got big time guests coming up as Grapsody from Fightful will be joining us. We're celebrating Black History Month right here on Wrestling Daily. We started off with Mocha Mondays here. And at the end of the week, we got some more Grapsody guys. Phil Lindsay, Will Washington, and Righteous Reg are going to be joining Alex on Friday. So enjoy all of that. Now is the time. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell to stay notified and become a member of the Wrestling Daily community. For Sad E, it is me, your true hill phenom, SP3. We are signing off until tomorrow.
See you guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.